Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most of us are probably aware of how habits formed while we're young normally continue throughout our lifetimes. Our next guest says this is why helping your children develop a savings habit while they're young will be one of the most precious gifts you can give your children. Noel Swain is a certified financial planner with Provest Wealth Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Noel, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Mike.
Habits being formed while we're young can be good, can be bad, but when it comes to saving money, obviously good.
Something that we work on with our clients is to make sure that when they're talking to their kids or helping their kids to learn about money, is that they start a savings account, whether it's a piggy bank where they just put a quarter in it a week, but have the kids actively saving money. And then make it to where they can't get to that money right away, but they're enjoying having it built up. Because by forming the habit early, kids get into a habit of savings in young adulthood where they don't normally do it until later on if they haven't established the habit ahead of time.
Now, what do you suppose causes so many not to start saving early or to have that habit of saving throughout our lifetimes?
My opinion is that people don't think about it. It's not something that people have ever even thought about doing as far as their kids are concerned, because they're buying their kids stuff. And so what do kids learn when they're young? Well, when they get money, they want stuff. This is just another account to have, but it's something that parents have to do for the kids because they're not going to think of doing it on their own. Let me tell you about a survey that was done by the University of Kansas not long ago. There are three key findings of this study. One is that people who start a savings account early in life set the stage for continued account ownership. And then those who start a savings account, it's a gateway to other accounts like a diverse portfolio. People who are saving early in life actually start investing earlier in life. And then that contributes to young people, those young people who start that, having a much greater net worth early in their life, and therefore they don't have to work so hard catching up to building up their retirement savings because they already have the habit and they're already saving money and they're already putting it away at a very young age.
And maybe not as likely to be asking mom and dad for some help.
That's a side benefit as far as the parents we're talking about. That's something that we all would like to make sure that our kids don't move back in, they don't ask us for money, they don't, if they've got their own money. And just think of what it's doing for them. Just think of what it's doing for their own self-confidence and self-esteem as far as not having to ask parents for anything. And it's because their parents set them up with a savings account when they were young.
Speaking of young, so at what age should we be getting the kids started? And is there an age where it's too late?
The age that you should get started is under 10. And the age where it's too late is when the kids have already started forming their habits and spending money in other places. It's sort of hard to buy a piggy bank for a kid that's 16 years old and put quarters in it because it doesn't mean anything to them. But if you do that for a 7-year-old, then and make sure that if you give them an allowance, if you give them a $5 allowance and you have them put a dollar into their savings, then that becomes a habit at 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. And by the time they're 16, they've already taken that money from the piggy bank, opened a savings account at the bank, and they're well on their way of making savings a habit. If you do it, if you try to do it too late, well, then it probably won't work. It says here in the studies that I've read that it doesn't work. And so, yes, you need to start it while the kids are still in single digits.
Well, Noel, thank you so much for your time today and your insight and advice.
It was my pleasure.
Noel Swain is a certified financial planner with Provest Wealth Advisors, and he joined us by phone from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Remember, you can listen to this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.